USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States of America has taken a hit on its credit rating. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. Fitch said the United States suffers from an erosion of governance. While the rating dropped, the new one is among the highest possible. Fitch is one of three major credit rating agencies that evaluate ability for companies and countries to repay debts. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has been indicted for election interference from 2.5 years ago. Special counsel Democrat Jack Smith.
An indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News last night.
Jack Smith is an ideological zealot. He charged Bob McDonnell, former governor of Virginia, on similar crimes years ago. He got a conviction, and then he was reversed unanimously at the Supreme Court because his legal theories were so far-fetched.
If you're heading to Mexico for surgery, be warned.
A growing number of deaths has been connected to a fungal meningitis outbreak that has struck several medical clinics across the border in towns in Mexico. The latest casualty, a Texas mother, passed away this week following a plastic surgery procedure. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has now reported a total death toll of 10 due to this outbreak. Investigators have identified a potential cause behind the deaths to be the anesthesia used during the medical procedures. The situation has raised serious concerns among healthcare authorities and the public, prompting urgent measures to control the spread and find effective solutions to prevent further fatalities. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is claiming the Justice Department is using the latest indictment against presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump as a distraction. McCarthy pointed to recent evidence gathered about President Biden and his son Hunter's alleged influence peddling, landing the Biden family tens of millions of dollars from foreign entities, has been ignored so far by the DOJ. The speaker called it a two-tiered system of justice. A new Louisiana law requires every public school classroom in the state to display a printed poster that reads, "In God We Trust." The law is one of a number that took effect yesterday. Republican State Representative Dottie Horton authored the bill and points out that the statement is the official national motto. The law says schools can't spend public dollars on the posters or accept them as donations. An ACLU spokesman claims the posters put religious pressures on students, but Horton countered, saying they provide a positive, non-sectarian message. Job turnover in the United States has hit a two-year low.
The data indicates there's been a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year, although it remains slightly higher than pre-pandemic levels. Hiring has also slowed, with 5.9 million new jobs in June, down from 6.2 million in May. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.